Beto O'Rourke, Texas is Biden's state to lose. By Pam Key on October 26, 2020. Former Rep. Beto O'Rourke, DTX, told MSNBC on Monday that Texas was former Vice President Joe Biden's state to lose in the last week before Election Day. O'Rourke said, "We're seeing record turnout in Texas, which is really, really exciting. In fact, we went from 50th in the country in voter turnout before 2018 to first in the nation in total votes cast and votes cast relative to 2016. A lot of those are Latino voters. There are 5.5 million eligible Latino voters here in the state of Texas. As you heard, we have been meeting these voters, making a plan to vote in Texas. I'm confident, especially because Senator Harris is coming to Texas, and maybe we could convince Joe Biden to come to Texas, that this state could put that ticket over the top on election night with 38 electoral college votes." He continued, "If Joe Biden comes to Texas and connects the dots for Latino voters that had been on the front lines of the cruelty of Trump, 18,000 would have died. It is the hot spot in the country right now, and this is a failure of leadership from Donald Trump. They have been come police set and enabled him. It is so catalytic for the voters of Texas and voters." He added, "In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by Black and Latino voters, and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. This is Biden's state to lose, and we're doing our part in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.